Wasn't all smiles on Oscar night. That's because some people who wanted to watch it couldn't watch, at least for a while. If you lived in Brooklyn, you probably missed the beginning of the show. For more on that, we turn to Louise Story, business correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. So 3 million viewers, Louise, were unable to see the beginning of last night's ceremony. What happened?
That's right. There was a standoff between the Disney company, which owns ABC, and Cablevision, which is one of the main cable providers here in the New York area. And so until 8:44 last night, it was black. It was darked out, something that we normally doesn't happen with cable, but it's happening more and more. And behind the scenes, Disney and Cablevision were in fierce disputes. What's at issue here is that traditionally broadcast TV, stations like ABC, come free. The stations are not paid by the cable companies. The cable companies only pay for cable channels.
HBO and
Showtime. Right. But, you know, advertising is really dropping on these networks, and so they're looking for other ways to make money, and they want the cable companies to pay them. And so Disney was asking for $1 per subscriber from Cablevision. They settled on some amount lower than that, and apparently they're still in talks, but they brought it on just in time for people to see Penelope Cruz coming on stage to present the first award.
And are we expecting more of these disputes in the future?
We are. I mean, you remember around the turn of last year, we saw Time Warner got into a huge dispute with the News Corp, which owns Fox. That was threatening blackouts. Some people might also remember that the Scripps Networks, the Food Network, there was a blackout there for
right,
a little bit.
The Food Network.
And this August, Time Warner is coming up with Disney over ABC. And so this is probably a sign to us that Disney is going to take a tough line as they look for new revenue, and they will go as far as blackouts.
Okay, Louise Story is a business correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Those are some of the stories that we're watching this morning.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.